Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. You're welcome to the Voice of Rest on ABS 88.5 FM on this day, 1st of January 2024. It's an awesome time. Praise Master Jesus. Let's pray. Eternal Rock of Ages, we bless your name for whom you are. You are the beginning, you are the end, you are the Alpha, you are the Omega. Thank you for this awesome day that you have made for us to rejoice in you. Thank you, King of Glory. Receive the golden oil of quick understanding upon our mind to comprehend all things that you are releasing in our lives in this day. We have every cause to say hallowed be to your holy name, King of Glory, King of Kings. We invite the seven angelic constellation of the seven spirits of God, the whole angelic canopy, to be part of this broadcast. In all, we have every cause to say hallowed be to your holy name, in the mighty name of Jesus. You are welcome, you are welcome, you are welcome. This day, 1st of January 2024, I want to use this opportunity to say Happy New Year to each and every one of us, our listeners. This year is going to be glorious, the year of perfect glory. It's going to be glorious on every side, all around, everything that connects with us. Praise Master Jesus. I want to talk about Christ in me, the perfect glory of God. Christ in me, the perfect glory of God. If you go to Colossians 2, verse 10, Colossians 2, very important, verse 10, the Bible made a striking statement. Colossians 2, verse 10, the Bible said, "And you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power." In other words, we are perfect in him who is the head of all principality and power or whatnot. In Revelation 5, verse 12, in Revelation 5, verse 12, the Bible said, Christ, he could receive power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory. In other words, what he received is perfect, complete glory. Praise Master Jesus. He is not what he's going to. He has received it. Christ in me and Christ in you is a complete, perfect glory of God. Christ in me and Christ in you is the complete, perfect glory of God. Praise Master Jesus. If you go to John 17, very, very important statement for me. John 17, 20 to 23, John said, "I do not pray for this alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they may also be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me." And the glory, that emphasis on that, verse 22, "And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one, just as we are one," verse 23, "I in them, you in me, and that they may be made perfect in one." Praise Master Jesus. In other words, the perfect glory that was given to Jesus by the Father, God gave it to Jesus and Jesus gave it to us. In other words, at salvation, immediately I say, "Jesus, you're my Lord and my Savior," and that perfect glory is being released or activated in my inner man. As a matter of fact, there's that glory that my inner man, the Bible said in 1 Corinthians 16, 6 verse 17, "He that is joined to the Lord." That Lord is Christ in me, and that Christ in me is the perfect glory of God. He's one spirit with him. That means he that is joined to the perfect glory of God is one spirit, is one with the Lord, is one glory, one expression, one manifestation. Praise Master Jesus. In other words, at salvation, the perfect glory, which is Christ in us, was energized, released, activated, awakened within us. Very important. Christ in me is the perfect glory of God. Say, Christ in me is the perfect glory of God. Christ in me is the perfect glory of God. The question is, that glory is now in us. Is now in us. The question is, how do I get that glory to begin to manifest outside of me, not just in me, but also outside of me? Praise Master Jesus. Let's go to Romans 8, verse 18. Very important. Romans 8, verse 18. Romans 8, verse 18. The Bible made a statement. It said, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." The question we should be asking ourselves, if Christ in me is the glory of God, the perfect glory of God, which other glory the Bible is referring that is going to be revealed in us? It's talking about our soul. That Christ in us, who is the perfect glory of God, will be revealed, is to be revealed in our soul. If you read down, he said that verse Romans 8, verse 21 and 23, he said, "But we are the first fruit of the Spirit. We ourselves groan under that, waiting for the adoption of the redemption of our body." The glory, Christ in us, the perfect glory, is not only to be revealed within our soul, is going to manifest in our body. That means redeem our body, the one we call the transfiguration, the transformation, and the transmutation of our physical form. Praise Master Jesus. These are the expressions of this glory. That's how that glory. If you read John 17, verse 30, John 17, very important to me, John 17, verse 30, the Bible made a statement and said, Luke 17, verse 30, the Bible said, "Even so it will be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed." The revelation of Christ in us, who is the Son of Man, who is the perfect glory of God, first of all, being revealed in our soul and manifested in our body. That means redeems our body. It's not just being revealed in our soul, but also be redeemed in our body. Praise Master Jesus. In other words, Christ, the perfect glory, one, has to be revealed in our soul. Two, as he's being revealed in our soul, it began to manifest or appear in our physical form. And once he began to appear in our physical form, it will redeem our physical body, or transform our physical body, or transfigure or transmute our physical body. Praise Master Jesus. And the question is, should be, how can it happen? How? This perfect glory, we need to experience all, not some, all. We need to experience all. Praise Master Jesus. In Romans 8, verse 26, Yes, Bible has shown us that this glory will be revealed in our soul and redeems our body. The question should be, how? I'm going to show you how to start engaging this expression of who Christ in us is. Then, in Romans 8, verse 26, from Romans 8, 18 to 27, he gave us a principle of this glory being revealed in us, which is Christ in us. Verse 26, he said, "Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our infirmity or in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." That's what I'm going to. How do I engage the perfect glory, which is Christ in me, to be revealed in my soul and manifested in my body, or redeems my body? How? One, it is written in Romans 8, verse 26, that the Holy Spirit intercession with groanings which cannot be altered. Verse 27, he said, "For the redemption of our body," it does something. Verse 27, very important. Verse 27, he said, "Now he who searches the Spirit, and because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God." If you go further down to verse 23, he said, "This glory being revealed, we're going to redeem our physical body, redemption of our body, and the body of all creation." But now, we're looking at how. Very important to me. How? And Bible showed us how. It said, "Holy Spirit intercession with the groanings which cannot be altered." How? By yielding to the Holy Spirit intercession with groanings which cannot be altered, that reveals glory, the perfect glory within my soul, and redeems my body and the body of all creation. Very important to me. Very, very important. The way I'm saying it, just after me, "I yield to the Holy Spirit intercession with groanings which cannot be altered, that reveals within my soul and redeems my body, that reveals within my soul the perfect glory which is Christ in me, and redeems my body and the body of all creation. I yield. As you are yielding, you keep quiet, because this groaning is all about energy and frequency. It's not, it cannot be altered. But the Holy Spirit, who is the perfect groaning master, as we yield to his own groaning, we keep quiet. It's called a prayer of silence. We keep quiet, engaging the Holy Spirit via in our imagination, and engage the Holy Spirit that dwells in our body. He will reveal the glory of God, the perfect glory, Christ in us, in our soul. 1, 2, and began to manifest it in our body, and ends up in redeeming our body, transfiguration or transmutation or transformation of our physical form. That's how that glory will be revealed. 1, by prayer or silence. How? I yield to the Holy Spirit intercession with groanings which cannot be altered according to the will of God. I yield. That reveals within my soul the perfect glory Christ in me and manifests in my body and redeems my physical body, transforms, redeems, or transfigures my physical body to conform to Christ's glorious body, that redeems my physical body and the body of all creation. Praise Master Jesus, because Bible said that all creation is two things are groaning. All creation is groaning, and we ourselves, we are groaning within us. And as we are groaning, we can't help ourselves. That's why Bible says we can't, that the Holy Spirit, he helps us in our weakness, because we don't know what to do. What do we do in this aspect? What do? We yield to the Holy Spirit intercession with groanings which cannot be altered. As I yield by voice technology, I keep quiet. Then I see in my imagination the glory of God, the light of Shekinah emanating out of my being, and my being and my whole being is glorious white in appearance. Praise Master Jesus. That's how we do it. Say after me, I yield. I yield my whole being to the Holy Spirit intercession with groanings which cannot be altered, that reveals within my soul the perfect glory of God, the Christ in me, and redeems my physical body. The body and all body of creation transforms, transfigures, and redeems my physical body and the body of all creation in the mighty name of Jesus. You keep quiet and use your imagination to engage. Very important to me. That's one of the ways. Second way, in 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18, the Bible says, with an unveiled face, we behold as in a mirror the glory of God, which shall be transformed into the same image from this degree of glory to a higher or limitless degree of glory. That means from this degree of shining to a higher degree of shining. The same way I engage the perfect glory of God, Christ in me. As I engage with an unveiled face, I behold that glory fully revealed in my soul that redeems my physical body. I am transformed into the same image, from this degree of glory to a limitless degree of glory, physically, permanently, in the name of Jesus. I engage the perfect glory of God, Christ in me, fully revealed in my soul, that redeems my body or transforms and transfigures my body and the body of all creation. I am transformed into the same image that reveals the glory within my soul, redeems my body and the body of all creation, that I'm transformed or transfigured into the same image from this level of degree of glory to limitless degree of glory, shining brightest physically in the name of Jesus. That's how we get the perfect glory of God out to begin to work for us. How? Praise Master Jesus. This 2024 is going to be awesome. Awesomely awesome. That's one of the ways. I've shared the first one, yielding to the Holy Spirit intercession. The second one, which is so much paramount to me, very important to me, to engage the glory of the Lord, face, we behold. That way I'm saying it. I behold the perfect glory of the Lord, Christ in me, that is fully revealed in my soul, that redeems my full redeemed revealed in my soul, that redeems in my body. I am physically transformed, transfigured into the same image from this degree of glory to limitless degree of glory, shining brightest permanently, physically. I yield. With your imagination, engage, behold. There's a difference between seeing and beholding. You can see without beholding, but you cannot behold without seeing. In other words, beholding means having a detailed insight into a particular subject. As you behold, you look at it critically and see all the parts that is involved. Praise Master Jesus. That's another way. The third way is in Luke 9 verse 29. The Bible says, as Jesus prayed, his physical appearance changed. Why? The perfect glory within him began to exude out of his body. In other words, began to emanate out of his body. That's how one of the ways to get his glory out. Praise Master Jesus. As we pray, what kind of prayer? The first one is prayer of silence. Second one, prayer of silence. But this third one is prayer of supplication. Praise Master Jesus. Supplication. How do you pray that prayer? By engaging that glory as you pray. The same way I'm saying it, as I pray, the perfect glory of God is fully revealed in my soul, redeems my body. I am transformed and transfigured physically, fully, in full measure, in the mighty name of Jesus. Start praying that prayer. As you pray that prayer, use your imagination and see that glory emanating out of you. Woo! Praise Master Jesus. This is how to get this glory out. And the question should be, if this glory is being got, is fully revealed in and through us, what are the experiences? In John 2, 1 to 11, but I'm going to read verse 11, John 2, verse 11, very important scripture to me. John 2, verse 11, he said, this is the beginning of signs Jesus did in Cana of Kingdom of Galilee, and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. In other words, one of the, because the miracle he was talking about when Jesus transformed wine, water into wine, one of the experiences of the glory is the transmutation of matter miracles, or miracles of transmutation of matter. Miracles of transmutation, changing from one form to another. Very important. That means that people that had a supernatural, that had iron inserted in their body, that their body began to, that iron began to transform into a bone. Transmutation of matter miracles. That's one of the experiences of that glory. In John 11, verse 1 to 40, John 11, very important scripture to me, verse 1 to 40. John 11, verse 1 to 40. But I'm going to read verse 40. Bible said, Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that you will believe, that if you would believe, you will see the glory of God? You will see, believing and seeing the glory of God. Praise Master Jesus. He was talking about Lazarus, resurrection of Lazarus from the dead. In other words, the more this glory is being revealed, the resurrection miracle will become a order of the day. Resurrection miracle, one. Resurrection miracle of those who are physically dead, one. Two. Resurrection miracle of those who are spiritually dead, very important. Three. Stepping into resurrection from the dead without dying. Some might be asking, what does it mean to enter into the experience of resurrection from the dead without dying? The Bible said in 1 Corinthians 15, how is the dead raised? He said the dead is being raised by planting this, doing that. He's talking about being clothed with our incorruptible and immortal body, which is the four kinds of body made available in the scripture by the King of Glory. Our celestial body and terrestrial body, the incorruptible, immortal body, is how to enter into the experiences of resurrection from the dead without dying. Paul even made a statement in Philippians 3. He said, I may know you the power of resurrection, to partake of your sufferings, that if it may be possible, I may attain to the resurrection of the dead. What does it mean? That he might be clothed with incorruptible, immortal body, physically. Praise my son, Jesus. Jesus did it. Jesus is our blueprint. Everything I've shared now will not make sense if you're yet to see Christ come into my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Put your hand on your chest. I want to pray with you. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in my heart you came in the flesh in my name. You died in my name. You were glorified in my name. Say, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, I believe in my heart you came in the flesh, and I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. Say, Lord Jesus, you are my Lord and my Savior. I receive eternal life into my heart. I abdicate the throne of my heart to you in Jesus' name. I'm going to say the same prayer in Igbo. When I'm not chinning, I'm going to leg it. In Jesus' name, I pray. If you have any infirmity, any problem, any trouble, put your hand on your chest. It's time for us to demonstrate the perfect glory of God. Wonderful God, thank you. Thank you, King of Glory. Zana kabako roko shene zene tete ala bali antele zene. Ngona kabako roko shene ke tutu wali ala zana ti antala zene. Ngona ka zene ke bodu ala te ale ale zene tete. Uwana ka zene atala kabako roko shene ke tutu wali zene. Izania katala ke zene ke bodu ala zene. Yanaka Jeneki Burwala Tutuali Alla Genetuali Zenon, Ngolaka Bakoroko Jeneke Tuali Alla Genetuali Zenon, Izaneka Bakoroko Jeneke Tuali Zenetuali Zenon. Thank you, wonderful God. Oh, we're living now in my spirit. You ought to for something years, Manika and Mamma no no. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You ought to for something years, but you can and Mamma no no. I decree and declare that strange spell cast upon you, near and your mammy will lose Yabani. That strange spell has been broken by the voice of resurrection in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. There is a lady now in my spirit, Maria. You are still bedwetting. Can you go now? The resurrection power has ended that infirmity from this day. Cancelled in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. Kianda, only a man in my spirit. You have done first surgery as no ulcer. You made second surgery. Your system is completely gone. You go to toilet, you defecate blood. Can you pop now? That's strange infirmity. And then now for 1, 2, 3, about 3 dagger. No gnimaro. I catch in a kefu right now. You are completely released from that nonsense in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. He and that zinkato ko ziantalana. Oh, a young man now for in my spirit. As naho kamonku niru, and then no more onyeka. Onyeka, I decree and declare currently. This is a boy in Kato in Edge. Go on Edge. I got a strange story will come in. You will leave that place. Nka boy in Kato in Edge. Onyeka, you are supernatural release from that infirmity and from that spell. I declare and declare the glory of God has settled you experientially in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. Oh, we're letting now fool in my spirit by name Chinelu. As I'm looking at your feet, there is a stinging sensation on your feet, your right foot. Can you go now? That thing that looks like a scorpion, the hand of Jesus Christ has ended it, taking it out of your body permanently in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. Thank you. There is mama naho in my spirit. Suddenly, your teeth are collapsing and dropping out of your mouth. Your tooth is collapsing and dropping out of your mouth. The glory of God has made your all your teeth configuration and all your teeth and all your gum cancelled, healed in the mighty name of Jesus. And let the ones that's falling off supernaturally grows back by the glory of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, mama, now in my spirit, mama, police, mama, the glory of God has opened your two eyes in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Mama, the glory of Yahweh has opened up your two eyes experiential right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, a young man nafu in my spirit. You have a sit out around your overhead tank. Suddenly, an overhead tank, bowalo, as in I cancel that domestic accident for you experiential right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Oh, my mother, now in my spirit, it just packed back to the village this Christmas. You and your family, because of Akan Kochasi, I decree and declare the glory of God has swallowed up that experience. You are released from that nonsense experiential right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Wonderful God, thank you. Zanyata Kwasi Ketete, I'm seeing the Lord ringing a bell before me. And then Bella, Chinelo, your time has come. Chinelo, you are married in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I declare you are married experientially right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. Mbana Ketete Tuazene. Ngolake. Oh, mama, now in my spirit, you know that or they can only know Julano or they can stuff like debris. You keep on spitting at Moses, all kinds of things, even without you eating anything. I decree and declare that witchcraft manipulation of your person and your personality has been cancelled and swallowed up right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, wonderful God. Yenda Zinkatu, Kuanda Kiti, Hazeki, Ngunaka Tetuali Zene, Yenda. Oh, we're letting now in my spirit. In one key is the maternity on one. In one key, we're maternity on one, maternity on one. The Lord said, I should tell you, stop going to that environment. Find a place, another place. I decree and declare the glory of God has swallowed up that image that swallows up your children's experience right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Any obituary portrait I'm seeing, a day in Kirunenu, the hammer of judgment has cancel it and hammer it out of your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Zanaka Bakoduto to Alizani Kambutu. I'm seeing a person not into rice production, but other people, you know, use other people's meal to mill your own. But now, because of the volume of things you are doing now, I decree and declare the favor of God has set up a meal for you, has given you a meal into your hands experientially in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, my man, now, G-Bank, so much money. I decree and declare that debt supernaturally repaid and as well cancelled in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, wonderful God. Yenda Kaji, Wanda Kitititi. Oh, yeah, now, around if they do the Omunachi axis, nature toilet, now, no, balobala. I decree and declare the glory of Jesus Christ has released you from that infirmity permanently in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That a person now in my spirit has name with liver problem. That nonsense cleared up by the voice of resurrection experiential in the mighty name of Jesus. You are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare it, you are healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, wonderful God. Yenda zinkaba kututu. Wanda kitetoto wale azenene. Yenda kashi katutu kazimbo katili. Ngona kati anzini akabaki alizi. Yenda katutu wale zani. Yenda katutu wale zene. That lady agola lola onwetu ngena mili. Mbo ni lalola inwetu ngena mili. Ahajide your maritu and your marriage. Na angasa. Kande kukwa na the glory of God enters into that river and I decree and declare that marine witchcraft operation has ended in your life. Cancelled in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I'm seeing a young man called Solomon traveling on the river. Suddenly, wow, capsized. I cancel that accident on the river experiential for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. Uwanda kazi. Ngona katete kizimbo kututoto walezi. Uwanda kabakititete walezi. Nyata tata. Uwanda kazi nkitututo walezi. I'm seeing the pillar of cloud of glory coming before my face, coming before my eyes. Thank you. Lord, you said to me, those that are genuine ministers of the gospel, that is laboring in truth, that are laboring selflessly in truth, that this 2024, things about them begin to find a new expression. Hear me? That open heaven experiences overshadows you experientially right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Every area of your life financially, thank you. I'm seeing a particular pastor called Chibo. Chibo, I decree and declare everything about you have taken a new turn, sealed in the mighty name of Jesus. I see another man of God called Innocent. I decree and declare Innocent, like somebody that wants to run mad. The glory of God has ended that infirmity permanently in the mighty mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. Katusu, Katutu, Kabani, Kizani, Ngona, Kazini. I'm seeing another minister of the gospel called Ebenezer. I decree and declare, Ebenezer, a new system is being opened up before me right now. Katizi, Kabani, Kizani, Ngona, Katetutu, Walizini, Kiatutu. The supply system is being changing God now. In other words, God is giving you a new angelic principle to begin to follow you and that assignment experientially in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father Kazimba. Number one of the minister of the gospel now, you are like an albino. I'm now in my spirit. You are like an albino. I decree and declare that skin disease can shoot for you right now. Not you are like you're an albino. I decree and declare that skin disease can shoot for you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I see another pastor, Matthew. You are about to quit the ministry because of hardship. The glory of God comes upon you right now like a crown. I decree and declare you are elevated financially, experientially right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. I'm seeing a woman minister of the gospel called Ifoma. Ifoma, your day has come. I decree and declare fruit of the womb, dramatic miracle experience around your life right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. Kasimba Kate, there is a lady minister of the gospel now in my spirit. Your weakness is men. You can't stay without a man, but you're a minister of the gospel. I decree and declare that weakness has been broken and shattered in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, wonderful King. Lord, this 2024, the year of perfect glory, I decree and declare the crown of perfect glory rest upon us experientially. I decree and declare favored experientially in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We give you all the glory, all the honor, all the adoration. I receive the manifestation of the hand of my God. And I proclaim, the hand of my God increases, multiplies, and superabounds his unlimited instant answers, excellent results, and testimonies, experiences, mega miracles, notable, remarkable miracles, diverse miracles, bizarre, supersonic speed and speed experiences overwhelms us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the adoration in the mighty name of Jesus. This is 1st of January. The ministry is reopening on 9th. Of January, which is on Tuesday, and the 10th of January by 11 a.m, which is our fellowship. I'd love to hear a testimony via this number, 080-675-64001. Counseling is on Tuesday by 8 a.m. 9 January. Our fellowship starts on 10th of January by 11 a.m. and our YouTube is Eglando Wisdom Ministry International. Our website, Eglando Wisdom Ministry International. The ministry is located at Mbapo, Ame Izike Village. If you're coming from Izike Junction, stop at Odogu Plaza, Mbapo, and you locate Eglando Wisdom Ministry International. See you same time next week. God bless you.